Remember, see if we can remember what we did last week. We started the Perek Chelek Dalet. We started the last Chelek. Elesle Migar Miklum. We spoke about that a lot. But Midas Hamalchus has nothing of its own. It's just there to activate. I'm just saying this very, very simply. There to activate, to take from Koach Dipoel the other aspects. That's what we set up to now. Now we want to try and have a look and see and understand the sugya a little bit deeper. We said that the melech has to be the metzius doimel ha'am, has to be similar to the nation. We said that's the difference between a melech and a moishel. We said that a moishel can rule over anything. It doesn't have to have any sheiches to him, but a melech, he's not a melech if he's not moilech on something that's doimel loy. We said that we brought the moshel from the animal world, that the lion can't be the king of the birds and the eagle can't be the king of the animals. But the lion's stronger than an eagle and he's the king of the animals. Yeah, but he can't be king over something that's shaykh to him. Can't be the king of the fish. He has to be doy meloy. Then we said another thing, the same as in an Odom, the expression of what he does to the Maisim Tovim and his Bechira good, so to Malchus expresses itself only via these human qualities. For example, we said a Melech who's a Chochm and a Baal Chesed, and he expresses his kingship via his wisdom and Chesed. So he builds a Medina, builds a country. What he does is he builds hospitals and he takes care of all the poor people, he takes care of all the sick people. It expresses itself in what's called human qualities. But if you have a nation that can't relate to that Chochmah and Chesed, what's it going to help if he builds hospitals for them if they don't come to the hospitals? So it means none of that. You have a melech who is wise and kind. You also need a nation who can understand and utilize the expression of that king's wisdom and chokhmah. Okay. Fine. Okay. That's more or less what we spoke about, the importance of the similarity, both in men, but also in being able to relate to each other's qualities. Okay. Let's see how that relates now in the Nimshel to Malchus Shemayim. I'm on Kufayin Hay. Masha Kodesh Baruch Hu Nikra Melech HaOlam, Hu Rak Mipnei Sheben Merkaz HaBriah Nimtza Adam. The reason why Hashem's called Melech HaOlam is because at the center of the Bria, you have this thing called Adam. Asher olav ne'emar ki betzelem Elokim oseh es ha'adam. You have a thing called an Adam, and that Adam is betzelem Elokim. It means he's not an Adam who has no sheiches to the Melech. He's an Adam who has some sheiches to the Melech, like the lion has some sheiches to the animals. He's betzelem Elokim. Hanishesh eze dimyon le Elokim. When we say B'Tzelem Elokim, it doesn't mean that we're exactly like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means there's some dimyon, there is some similarity between the two. V'ayin sham b'Rashi shu inyan ha-seichel ha-meyached es ha-odom mishah b'riyos. Rashi there on B'Tzelem Elokim says it's the seichel, the unique seichel that makes Odom different from the rest of the Bria. Shinyan Eloiki, seichel is an inyan Eloki, it's above. Aval emes lamito, rak Yisrael nikraim Adam. Atem nikraim Adam, ve'ein umasoylem nikrei Adam. Only Yisrael is called Adam. Kuma shamru chazal in Yevomes, atem kraim Adam, ve'ein akum kraim Adam. Zev neshinin tzelem Elokim lamito, enu miskaim ele behem. Tzelem Elokim amiti is only shayach to klal Yisrael. If you look in the beginning of the Efeshraim, you'll see it's poshut, it has to be that way. Okay, Nikra HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yichud Melech Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu essentially is called Melech Yisrael. Shrak Yisrael, Sheyesh Lem Inyonim Adoimim Leboirom, because only Klal Yisrael has those aspects that are Adoimim Leboirom. He's Moish Lagoim, but he's Melech Yisrael. Sheyesh Lem Inyonim Adoimim Leboirom, we could exceed Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem. Why do we have to be Kodosh? Because Hashem says, I'm Kodosh, you've got to be like me. Uksad Valachta Bedrocho, Rak Al Yodom Yechoidim Kiviyochel Kochesuv Shel Hashem Yisbaruch Levo Min HaKoyach Lokwel. It's only via Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kiviyochel Koiches can go from Koich to Poel. It's via Klal Yisrael that the Rotzon of Hashem, the reason why he created the Bria, what he wants to bring into the world, can be expressed, not through anything else. Because it's only here that you have a Dimyon. There is some aspect of Tzelem Elokim, it's a big machlokes to show him exactly what the Tzelem Elokim by the Goy is. But be'etzem, that which is the expression of the Rotzon Hashem in the world via Adam is only through Klal Yisrael. Okay, so that's the first important yesod in Melech Olam, is to understand that there's a deep dimyun between the Melech and the Am. That's Tzelem Elokim. Okay. Ma'atelin and Shabbos Kodesh. Yesh Shakol Ikam Ahusa Shabbos Hu Giloi Malchus Shemaim Vashos Shchina Bo'ilam. As we said, the essence of Shabbos, the Mahusa Shabbos, is the revelation of Malchus Shemaim and Vashos Shchina in the world. V'zeh Bo'ali Le'bitu L'mais Al Yedei B'nei Yisrael Shomrei Shabbos. That only happens via Yisrael, but it also has to be Yisrael that is Shomrei Shabbos. You're not Shomrei Shabbos, you're not being Megaleh Chiddush Olam, not being Megale Malchus Shemayim. So it's got to be Yisrael Shomrei Shabbos. Nimtza she'ika Maisa Shabbos Muchrochim she'al yedei Asiyas b'nei Yisrael Maisa HaMelech Atzmoi. What does that mean? The Ika Maisa of Shabbos has to be via Klal Yisrael doing a Maisa HaMelech Atzmoi, doing the Maisa of the Melech himself. We'll have to see what that means. She'gilu HaMalchus Urak al yedei Avdei HaMelech Hamizdamnim lemalchum. The gilu of Malchus Shemayim comes about only via the Avdei HaMelech who are doim lemelech. Well, yet again, yirim ohusa shel haMelech v'kovod Malchusa. There you see the essence of the Melech and the kovod of the Melech via the conduct of the Avodim. Ulechein yoist shebiyom haShvi Hakadosh Baruch Hu shavus v'nafash. We asked this a while ago, what Shabbos is the only mitzvah that we do because Hashem does it. We have to put on tefillin because you have to put on tefillin. Hashem also puts on tefillin, whatever that means, but we don't put on tefillin because Ani Oseh Tefillin. That's not what it says. Build a sukkah because I live in a sukkah, Hashem says. No, you got to build a sukkah, you got to build a sukkah. If Hashem has a sukkah, not say, lo manyanuti kol kach, in terms of my having to do the mitzvah. Why do we keep Shabbos? Because Hashem kept Shabbos. It's not you have to keep Shabbos. Well, Hashem also keeps Shabbos. No, the sibah of upkeeping Shabbos is because Hashem was Shavas. Remember we spoke about that. Well, let's see that, yeah, how that expresses a little bit, yeah? V'lechein yoshem yom ha-shvi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shavas v'yinofesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests on Shabbos. Kol shen nisba'i inyan ha-menucha shevakiyochel hifsik maisa oilo. What that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel stopped Maisa Breishis, because of the Mechitzas Kotrei Ma'ale Ma'ale Mikol Metzias Olamainu. And he went back to that place way, way up that is no Shaykhis to Maisa Breishis. Aliday she Yisrael Yasa Oysa Hadova Yishbosu Mimlochis Oylam Omoloi via Klal Yisrael doing that thing that Shvisa from Olochtoi and the whole world V'inkansu Teich Mechitzas Kedushas Hashem Yisbarach. And we go into the mechitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that world with this kviyochel, no Maisa Breishis. It's v'shovas v'inofesh, is Maisa Breishis. Hizgale al yodo, malchus shamayim, v'ashos shchide bo'olam. That Klal Yisrael, being shovas v'inofesh on Shabbos, stepping into that mechitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where there's Hashem being shovas and going back into the place free where there's no Kviyochol Maisa Breishis. When Klal Yisrael does that, so then you have a gilu of the Malchus Shemayim and the Kiddush Hashem in the world. that aspect of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Megali in the world via what? We don't see a Kodesh Baruch Hu resting on Shabbos. The world seems to carry on, you know. The sun comes up, it goes down, the wind, the rain, there's clouds, everything's happening. We don't see the Shavas. Where do we see the Gilu of that? Through Klal Yisrael being Shavas. Because we doy melo. We mentioned that in order for there to be malchus, to be able to have a chalois malchus in toch the am, tzarech she'el im yonim meshutofim im malcham. We have to have things in common with the melech. Shaz yoich lekabul lisvog ma'ilois ha-melech, because then we can receive and absorb the qualities of the melech. Ve'itzim el ha-poel, and therefore we can actualize it. We first have to be doime, we have to be able to accept it and absorb it, and then megaleit. That's how the Melech manifests himself in the Medina. The Melech, Lamaisa, is outside of the Medina. He's not part of the system. He's above the system. But via his avodim, via Klal Yisrael, who are doime lo, and can accept and absorb those qualities that he has, those qualities become a galley in the world via Klal Yisrael, via their body. That means you don't see the Melech. So where do we see the Melech? How do we know there's a Melech? How do we know the Melech who has these qualities? We see them via Klal Yisrael. So as you have a king, the king's in his palace. You never get to see the king. Maybe once a year he stands on the balcony and waves. So, well, you don't get to see the king. So how do we know who the king is? How do we know what kind of a king he is? The way his servants run the country, the way his servants deal with the country. But they, in order for them to reflect the king properly, they would be able to have to makabel and absorb the qualities of the melech and then express those qualities in the world. So they have to be doime le melech. And that's how the melech's rulership comes into the world. If the melech is a cruel, angry, horrible king, whatever, you'll see that manifest in the way that his soldiers and servants run the place. If he's a benevolent, kind, loving king, then you'll find that the servants will be kind, benevolent, loving people, because you want the middle of the melech to be megale in the world via their body. I think that's clear, yeah? Okay, so let's go next step. Amnam, kan tzarech la'amod heitiv al ikeh ha-nekuda ha-amukah v'chashuvah. But at this point, we have to go into something very choshuv and very deep. Eina kavona shekim ha-malchus u'kasheh yeh la'am midas kemidas ha-melech. That doesn't mean that the kium of the malchus is where the nation, the people, have the same midas as the melech. Anishaim atzmam yechachmoy v'choy lebom midas ha-melech ach sheikru talmidei ha-melech. They don't have to have. Means it's not that they have to have the chachma and the midas of the melech until they're called talmidei ha-melech. Ela kavona shel yedei shu shaychim. The kavona is they have some shaychis sheyichol behem v'yisvogu el toicha mailas ha-melech. What it means is that the mailas of the melech can be chal on them, can have some shaychis to them, and they can absorb inside of themselves some of those mailas. They become like a mirror or a window in which you can see the midas of the melech via them. I don't see what the difference is. It sounds exactly what we were saying up to now. And then he just said, not the kavana that the kum of the malchus is where the am has the midas of the melech. No, it's where the am has shaychus to those midas, and you can see, like looking in a mirror, looking through a window, the melech via those midas. I don't see the subtle difference here. Either way, you need the am to have the midas of the melech so that we can see the midas of the melech through the am. Whether you call that a window or a mirror, I don't understand what he wants here. Maybe we'll understand more as we go a little bit ahead. This is obviously going to have something to do with Malchus and Les Lemigami Klum. We'll have to see. I'm starting to see what's going on here. Okay, let's just go a little bit further and then we'll plug it back in. Aval heim ba'atzmam Les Lemigami Klum. The nation that's being Megala the Melech in the Medina, they have nothing of their own. Adarabba, Kmoshin is Baile Il Barichas Binina Malchus. שכל גוון ומאי לשי בהם מצד עצמם, חציצים לשיחוילי בהם מידס המלך. Ah, this is brilliant. This is מוידיק, נפלא. Obviously, we're talking about a melech and the am have to be completely shukuf. When you look at the am, you don't see the am, you see the melech. It's not because we see that he's got good midas, therefore there must be a melech with good midas. When we see him, we don't see him. All we see is the giloi of the melech because the am is a mid of malchus. They're being megale mikoyach el poil, the midas of the melech. So they can't have anything of their own. Because if they do, then that's a mechitza between you and if he's, we spoke about this a lot, the different types of kings. David HaMelech doesn't megale himself, he's megale kovet shemaim in the world. Exactly because he doesn't megale himself. Any aspect of David HaMelech that you would see in the system would actually be hiding a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not being megale a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was Chizkiyahu's worry. If I do anything, I'm going to be hiding a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The middah of the am that's megala the covered shemaim in the world has to be megala covered shemaim in the world, not he's covered, not that he's the talmid of the melech and look what wonderful he's got the same middahs as the melech. That's what we don't want to be megala. He needs that, otherwise he has no shaychus. But he wants to be megala is nothing of his own. Les lemigam miklum. All he has to be megala is the boy roilo, the covered shemaim. Nifla, nifla. שכל גוון ומיין אישי בהם מצד עצמם חציצים. It's a מחיצה. Anything they put in of themselves, that's a מחיצה. ובאופן שאין נתח לי שום מיילס המלך ניקורים בתוך העצמם, אלא הרבה ביוס מזה. It's not that we want to see the middle of the מלך in the person, in the עם. Much more than that. שמלך עצמי ברויב חודרי יירה דרכו. ומעלוסו של האומה היא לא מה שלמדו דרכי המלך. The way of the nation is not what they learned from the king, אלא במה שהם בייס קיבל למלכוס עצמו לשכוין בסייכו. It's not that, oh yeah, we learned a good lesson from the king and now we're doing what the king said. That's there as well, for sure. But there's something much more profound here, is that we become a receptacle of the malchus itself and that malchus dwells in us. וגם אחרי שסופקו המיילס, after we've absorbed these מיילס, ישר הם מיילס המלך. It's not my מיילס, it's the מיילס המלך. David, the perfect example of this. When David absorbs every aspect of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's a fully fledged receptacle and he has every aspect of that covered shemaim inside of himself. But when you look at him, you don't say, wow, David's got such good midas. You say, wow, there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not that we say, oh, well, David's got this midah, therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu must have that midah. It's not David's midah. What's David's being Megali in the world? Moshe Rabbeinu is being Megali in the world. You don't see me. I prepare myself to be a receptacle of those midahs. When I've absorbed those midahs, you're not seeing me. You're seeing Malchus Shemayin Kepshuta. That's the midah of the Malchus.
I have a question. When we spoke also, it's perhaps the parasha of this week, we have also the Kohanim Levim, we have also Nevi'im, we have also the Shoftim. That means here also we have the Kavod Shamayim, and even perhaps more, we see more the Kavod Shamayim in the Kohanim Levim, in Nevi'im.
The Kohanim also have a Din Melech in this aspect and have to be less Lenigami Klub.
Okay.
But their job, once again, is not to reveal the Kohen. The job is to Megala.
Exactly.
100%, excellent.
Yeah.
And you know, we're not only talking about the Malucha and the Kahuna and every Jew, you also have to be at a certain point this aspect.
Yeah.
We're part of the Am. We're also the Am.
Good.
Brilliant. Excellent. The Kohanim are a perfect example of that. Once you have this principle, you'll see you apply it in many, many different ways. It's more subtle. He said so. He said it's going to, up to now, he never said it was subtle and it was pretty, pretty subtle. Now he's telling you it's going to be subtle. So you understand it's going to be a little bit odd. I didn't understand what he was saying here for a while. It just clicked now. They become a receptacle of the Kodesh Baruch to the Kovet Shemaim is dwelling in them. V'gam achrei shesofku ha-mailes, yisharu haim mailes ha-melech. after I've absorbed those midas and those milas of the melech, they don't become my milas. They become the melech's milas. When you look at the person, you don't go, wow, he's a nice guy. But my perfect example, I don't know if he's going to bring it from you. I always use this as an example. There was the Arab that sold the donkey to Rav Shimon ben Shetach. And he found a gem under the donkey's neck or whatever. And he took it back. Now, the halacha was he didn't have to give it back. The halacha was that he could keep it. He wasn't doing something that he had a chiyuv to do with Shulchan Aruch. He had to give it back. That's no big deal. The Gemara is not bringing us a case of where Rav Shimon ben Shetach kept the halacha. There's a law. I always thought that he was just doing what he had to do. No, that's obviously not. Al pi halacha, he could have kept it. But he gave it back. What did the Arabs say? Baruch Shimon ben Shetach? You're such a gewaldig guy. He said, Baruch Elokei Shimon ben Shetach.
Yeah.
That, for me, one of the examples of this. Rav Shimon ben Shetach had the midas and the milas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when you look at the Arab, even an Arab looked at him, what did he see? He didn't see Shimon ben Shetach. He saw Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. That's the vote here. There's a moidika vote. He's going to bring another example. It says in the Midrash, in Dvorim Rabba, Mais. Oh yeah, he's bringing it here. Here it is. Okay. Boch Hashem, Boch Shekavanti. Maybe I saw it, yeah, and that's why I... yeah, that's it. Beautiful. Ulechayre, Lama Birech Le'elo Kavshul Shimon Ben Shetach. Why was he blessing the God of Shimon Ben Shetach? But L'Nas Broche, V'Hidu Le Shimon Shachar Atzmoy, Shehichzi Lo Avadaisoy. Gave him back his thing. He polished his midas to the best that they could ever be. He could never achieve this level of chassidus. To reach that level of tzidkas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shin, has to become part of you. No matter how much of a tzaddik you are, you couldn't have done that. And therefore, it was only because Shechina medabe betoich groinoi te'ilu. When him tzah ma'isa ve'emes, lo ma'isa Shimon ben Shetach klal. Shimon Shetach didn't do anything. Ela ma'isa Hashem Yisbaruch Hashoichen betoich Shimon ben Shetach. What was being megaleya was the Shechina that dwells within Shimon ben Shetach. But derech Shimon ben Shetach, ro'es Hashem Yisbaruch, alken biruch b'ruch Hashem Elokei Shimon ben Shetach. Because he knew humans aren't shaykh to this. The most elevated, refined, no matter how much you refine himself, person, they're all shaykh what you did. Therefore, there's something else going on here. What is that? There's a Kosh Baruch Hu being poil via Shimon ben Shetach. And that is exactly, we're touching on this a lot, and the more you touch on it, I see the more it's just like it's awesome. You just see how much is in that Yalkut with the four kings. First, you learn them, then you see, yeah, it's a good lesson in Betochen and Ishtadlis. The more you go into it, you just see that Midrash, that Yalkut is almost Ein Sof. There's just more and more and more and more to be learned out of it. But that's the mid of Malchus. You don't say because this guy's an avid of the king, so he's got a lot of good midos, which are Doime Lamelech. No, you see the Melech himself. That's when the Malchus reaches its ultimate beauty and glory. We use it loosely today. We don't really know what he's saying because we don't see it too much today. It was a statement of, by the Tzaddikim, the Shechina is Shoyer Alayhem. What does that mean? It means the Shechina is Shoyer Alayhem because they've got out the way. Get out the way, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, King Begalit, via you. But obviously, as we said before, you have to be doime. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be Megaleh his Shechinah, so that has no Shaychus to him. So as a Melech can't be Megaleh his wisdom and Chesed to an Am that doesn't understand Chochmah and Chesed. They won't go to the hospital, they won't know what it is. So there has to be the Dimyon. And we have to take those Midas and Medama ourselves. We have to be doime lo. But the ultimate toitso of that doime law is not that I have Hashem's midas and therefore, wow, what a beautiful person I am because I have shaykhus to Hashem. What you want to see at the end of the day is me is leslei migami klum, and I'm just revealing the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. I think, I can't remember where I said that. I think Rav Moshe Miller in Shabbos Shirim uses a similar thing by... wait just 1 second. It was by Yehuda and Yosef, as opposed to Esav and Yaakov. Tov, no, I don't want to say it until I'm getting a little bald here. Okay. So my idea, there are many things that we see in the world that people did things that you know are just so transcendent that when you look at it, you understand, of course, Baruch Hu is here. You just know that there's, sometimes there are things happen in our lives that are just so muzar, so out of sync with reality that you understand, this couldn't be, that's not him, this is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know, that's a Hashem. I had a very small incident. It sounds like nothing shaykhus to this, but for me, it was a Moedika Gilu of a Kodesh Baruch in the world. It was so insane that this couldn't be human. It had to be a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't know what the lesson is yet, but I'm driving the other day on Dolev, and I'm coming around the corner, and a guy's making a U-turn. He's parked on the other side of the road, facing the wrong direction, of course. And he's now making a U-turn, and he cuts right in front of me, and I wasn't going fast. How fast can you go on Dolev? But Mamash, I nearly hit him. She swung right in front of me. So I slammed on brakes and I stopped a few inches from him. It was a slightly older guy. Anyway, so I was about to scream and shout at him, but I was just like, I was so shocked. I was just like, beseda, lo kara klum, bo Hashem, everything's okay, goodbye. I don't even want to deal with you, you're such an idiot. So, but he stops me, he wants to talk to me. So I think, no, this is Israel. He's going to shout at me, right? Because like, why are you on my road, whatever. So he winds down his window, he says, koidim kol, I want to say sorry. He's speaking in Hebrew, I want to say sorry. I'm busy turning around. I can't look where I'm going. What from me? I was like, 1 second. You're emptily stovev, and therefore you can't see. It's because you're emptily stovev, you have to look what you're doing. I was like, no human being could say such a statement. That's way beyond human genius to come up with an answer like that. So I have to find the Musa in there from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that's clearly a Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling me something. Like, Hashem doesn't throw a coin in front of you and get you to stop. And if somebody throw a mishpat like that at you for nothing, there has to be something I can learn from that. You know, I'm busy running to kiss the Sefer Torah. I can't watch what I'm doing, so I push people out the way. You know, is that kind of a... Wow, I was just like, I'm still, I can't get that mishpat out of my head. So that for me was a gilo. That wasn't this guy. That wasn't him talking. If you would ask him afterwards, did he really say that? He'd say, anyway, who would ever say such a stupid thing? That's not exactly what he's talking about. But for me, that was mamash like shchina medave metoich groino of this yid. It was a nice yid. It was an older guy, edel and nice looking yid. He wasn't being, he apologized or whatever. About, that's not my fault. I mean, I'm honest. Anyway, that was this week's experiences. Next week, we'll see Perek Beis. We'll start looking at Klal Yisrael a little bit more and a little bit deeper. We'll see what it has to do with us. But what we did today is Ma'od Chashuv. Ma'od, Ma'od Chashuv. That yisod of the Dimyon, that we have to be Doyme LaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not we must become Doyme LaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you can see how wonderful I have Hashem's midas in me. That's pretty good as well. It's a gam darga. But the Malchus aspect of Klal Yisrael being that by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale His Shechina and is covered in the world, is for me to absorb those midas and to have those midas, because I have to be Doy Melo, but not for me, but for him, to be able to take those midas and then only reflect him, not me. That's the avoider of what's called Malchus. So ultimately, that's the Melech, but as Rav Shmuel pointed out, that's every aspect of a Yid. Every Yid has that aspect of Malchus that he has to, he's part of the, I mean, that's how he's Megala, the Melech in the world, is by absorbing the midas, but then allowing those midas to give them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've been saying this often, you have to be fully actualized. You don't have to just say, well, I'll be nothing. I'll be nobody, and then whatever I do, you'll see Hashem. That's not it. Because then you're not Deimelo. Then you're just like an amoeba. Hashem doesn't need amoebas in the world. He's got enough. There's enough medusa flying around. He needs a person to go out there and do everything he has to do, absorb all those mitzvahs, become fully actualized, and then show that that's not me, that's Hashem. That's Midah HaMalchus. Not that it has, Shabbos is nothing, Shabbos is garnished, it's nothing. No, Shabbos is everything, but there's nothing of Shabbos. Shabbos is just the giloy of the Malchus Shemayim. It itself is less lemigami klum. So less lemigami klum doesn't mean you're a nothing, you're a nobody. It means you're an everything. But that everything is only revealing Kosh Bochu, not you. So you have to become everything, and then you see his Hashem. That's David HaMelech. David was the master of that. Because he's ultimately, he is Midas HaMalchus in the world. Yosef was the tzaddik. So Avadi, he was Megala Kodesh Baruch in the world, but not to the degree that David was. Nifla v'Neira. Okay, it's amazing all these things tie in together. When you start learning the principles, you see how they apply. Okay, hard stuff, not poshut stuff, and it takes, we have to go over it. Because of it. Okay.
Okay, good job. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.